In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti. Good morning. As I thought about this morning's sermon and what I was going to say, I began to think about my children, and I realized that today is the first Sunday that my children have officially ended school for the summer. Now, for us, this was kind of a big year. Our oldest, Nicholas, entered into high school, and he has finished his first year of high school. Our middle child, Vasilia, who just did the epistle reading, is now concluded her time in elementary school, and she is now moving into middle school. And then there is Lucia. Lucia, who has completed her first year of school, will now be moving in to the first grade. Now, I also noticed with my children that they changed a little bit, and this is most especially true for our Lucia. Going into kindergarten, most children can do certain things, right? And it seems that they can do a whole lot more than I could do when I went to kindergarten, but nevertheless, they can do certain things. Many times they're able to write their names, they can count to 10, 20, or even 30. But the amazing thing was watching Lucia learn how to read. The progression was a really cool thing to watch. It was exciting for me as a parent also to see the joy that Lucia had as she learned how to read, and her world really began to open up as well. But there's a catch here, and the thing is that Lucia has to continue learning and she has to continue growing. How odd would it be if Lucia came up to us one day and said, "Well, great, I can read, I'm all done." The reality is there is much more to learn. There is much more practice needed to happen for her to continue to grow and to continue to learn. Like our children, each of us in this church today has an opportunity to grow, not only in the knowledge that the world offers us, but in the things that God offers us as well. All of us have the opportunity to keep seeing and to continue knowing more about who Christ is. And this is exactly what we heard in this morning's scripture reading. This morning we witnessed the man who was blind and gained his sight. This morning we witnessed people who thought they could see, but they were the ones who were actually blind. This morning we saw a man receive his sight, but he continued to grow as well. This morning we saw people who had the opportunity to grow but chose to stay blind. My friends, these are the choices that are presented to us as well this morning. On Pascha, we receive the light of Christ. Now, as we are ending this Paschal time, we must choose. Choose to keep being enlightened and grow or not. Today, let us take a look at this scripture reading and see how we can be like this man who was born blind and continue growing and continue to see even more. So our reading this morning begins with the disciples and our Lord walking down the road. And as they were walking, they see this man who was born blind. They begin to have a conversation about this man's condition. The question that they asked was, "Who sinned?" And the Lord is pretty clear that no one's sin caused his blindness. And he says the following. He says, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be manifest in him." I recently heard someone say that Christ is not saying he was made blind so I could work this miracle, but instead, the glory of God will be seen even in his blindness. It is a reminder to all of us that even in our times of trouble, our God is still present. So Christ then begins to heal this man. He makes clay, puts it on his eyes, and says, "Go and wash." And we see that he does exactly that. And when he does that, his eyes are open. The first thing we see is this man had to have a little bit of faith. Jesus says, "Go and wash," and he did. But that was only the beginning for him. After he is healed, he has to go and show the leadership that this thing had happened to him. So they ask him, "Who did this?" And he says, "The man Jesus." This again is the beginning of his faith. Jesus, the man, did this to him. But he will soon learn and he will soon realize that Jesus is much more than just any normal man. The investigation by the Pharisees continues, and they go to his parents, and then they come back to him again and ask the blind man, "Who did this to you and how?" The man then really thinks about what happens. He put thought and prayer into what had happened to him, and he thinks about the fact that he was blind, and a man could not have done this. So he says Jesus was a prophet who was sent from God. Eventually, we know the blind man was then sent out of the temple, out of the synagogue, but his growth did not stop. The scripture says Jesus heard that he had been cast out, and having found him, said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who speaks to you now." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. This truly is a wonderful scene. This man is seeing Jesus for the first time with the eyes that Christ actually gave him, but he is also seeing him with the spiritual eyes that he received from him as well. "Do you believe?" Christ says to him, and he answers, "Lord, I believe." Now, this reading really is another one of my very favorite readings. I love it because it clearly shows the progression of faith. It clearly shows how each and every one of us should live our lives. It shows that we must be like this man who was blind. We, like him, must continue to grow. We must keep learning. We must keep allowing ourselves to be enlightened by Christ. It starts the same way it did with him, with just a little bit of faith. The man this morning was told to go and wash, and he did. This act of faith was the beginning for him, and the same thing is true for all of you. You this morning made an effort, didn't you, to be here. Maybe it's been a while for you. Maybe you come every Sunday. Maybe you're listening to this sermon online. Whatever it is, you made a start. This is the beginning. But like the man this morning, it cannot and it must not end here in this church this morning. We too must keep trying to see and receive more light from Christ. We must continue to grow in the knowledge of him. How? By not allowing the burdens of our lives to slow us down. Many times we say, "I am too busy," and I know you're busy. I see it firsthand. But we must not allow this to stop our growth. We must also try not to allow negative experiences that we may have had here, allow that to stop us from growing as well. Someone once said, we must learn from his example not to get so caught up in our own thoughts, emotions, worries, and fears that we distract ourselves from doing what it takes to open the eyes of our souls more fully to the brilliant light of Christ. This is our task, to not get distracted, but to keep growing, to keep learning, and to keep being like this man who received his sight, and not like the Pharisees who thought they saw but did not. My friends and my family, as Christ, as we move from the time of Pascha to Pentecost, let us open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit, continuing to open our eyes, to grow, and to learn more about our Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. Please rise.